This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2621, Making Yourself Proud, Happy, and Grateful, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reads articles, book excerpts sometimes, and more to you every day, including holidays. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. We couldn't do this without them or without you. So thank you to them and to you for being here. And now let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Making Yourself Proud, Happy, and Grateful, by Eric Teplitz of erictepletz.com. There's so much that happens in life that is beyond our control. I don't think it is much of a revelation to point out that if we focus on the many things over which we have little to zero control, it's an easy way to feel helpless, powerless, and even at risk for despair. And I think most of us can agree that easy as it may be to go that route, it is not particularly helpful nor desirable. So I invite you today to reflect on the power you do have in having some say over things, because I dare say it is more substantial than it may appear. Take a moment and reflect on some of the many positive things that never would have happened were it not for specific, intentional decisions you made, initiative you took, or opportunities you seized. You can ponder this in respect to the past week, month, year, or even the entirety of your life. If you spend some time on this, seriously, take an hour or so and journal on it, I think you may be surprised by just how much agency you actually have, even in the face of all things uncontrollable. For example, you may have initiated contact with someone that led to a lasting friendship, or you may have been on the receiving end of such a gesture and been open to it. You may have made a suggestion that set into place the actual occurrence of something, be it a fun evening with a group of friends or a business idea that proved to have some legs. You may have improved the quality of someone else's day through a simple, kind gesture such as a phone call, a supportive letter, a card, or email, a visit, or a surprise delivery of homemade food. You may have made a decision to cut out an unnecessary expense that, over time, saved you a significant amount of money. You may have purchased something large or small that greatly improved your life or someone else's in some way. You may have made a decision to try out a new recipe that became a family favorite. You may have made a decision to quit a bad habit that had innumerable positive effects on yourself and your loved ones. You may have come to someone's assistance in a way that was profoundly meaningful to them. Or you may have altered the entire course of your life by deciding to make a move, literally or figuratively. If you're stuck coming up with examples, think back on some of your favorite memories and ask yourself, what role did you play in having those experiences come to be? If you were there, you played some part. If you do this exercise, you may find the results staggering and empowering, and it may cause you to look ahead at the new calendar year more optimistically and imaginatively. I also suspect there will be some key themes or patterns you may find in the decisions you have made that, upon reflection, make you proud, happy, and or grateful, and who doesn't want more of those in their memory banks? For one thing, these have likely been decisions that reflect your most cherished values. So it goes without saying that taking some time to consider the values you wish to embody further and prioritize moving forward might help you brainstorm ideas for how you might make yourself proud, happy, and grateful in the year ahead. Ask yourself, how can I be more courageous, loving, adventurous, kind, generous, and fun, in general, and with whom? in regard to making things or helping to make things happen that otherwise wouldn't have and that you feel glad about, here are three obvious but important points to consider. Number one, have a plan. A plan is not a guarantee of results, but a plan is a blueprint for intentional action and greatly increases the likelihood of success with almost any endeavor. What are you aiming for? What preparations and logistics need to be considered? How can you set yourself up for success? At some point, your project may take on an unforeseen life of its own, but even that wouldn't have had an opportunity to arise were it not for your initial plan. Number two, getting started is often the hardest part. Overcoming inertia, getting ourselves to begin, is a common hurdle to achieving anything worthwhile. For writers, it can be summed up in three words, butt in chair. It could be getting yourself out the door to begin a workout. It could be making the phone call you're avoiding, getting up early, or doing something new for the first time. It's doing the uncomfortable thing. But once you've begun, you get to benefit from Newton's first law of motion, paraphrased, an object in motion tends to stay in motion. In other words, once you begin something, you are likely to be propelled forward by momentum. And number three, show up. Once you overcome the inertia and get yourself to the literal or metaphorical starting line, the rest is just a matter of doing the next thing in front of you to do. You're there, and other aspects of the situation beyond just your own will, such as the environment you are now in, the structure of the activity, the social pressure, etc., will be all the push you need to see the thing through. Here's a simple recent example from my own life. The Backbone Trail is a 67-mile-long continuous hiking path in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area that has long been of interest to me. I've hiked portions of it over the years, but never the entire thing. Being Angelenos, this is a close-to-home adventure perfect for COVID times for my wife and me. We both love hiking and exploring beautiful natural places. We met 16 years ago on a local Sierra Club hike, so I suggested to her that we do this together. And there are a number of ways you can break the distance up into manageable day hikes, and we decided to follow the guidance of an LA Times piece that divides the trail into 8 point-to-point segments. Even though we were both on board with the idea and knew we would enjoy the experience, there were still some psychological hurdles to overcome. These are hikes that require some advanced planning, including getting up early enough to allow time for placing a car at both the start and end points of each hike, as well as traversing the distances on foot at a relaxed pace, especially during the shortest hours of daylight of the year. We needed to have our food planned out as well. Not a huge task, but still one that requires some planning and preparation, and we needed to resist the temptation to sleep in on cold winter weekend mornings. In other words, we had to commit to doing this. But sure enough, by planning, overcoming inertia, and showing up, we completed the first section together on Christmas Day. Starting from the gorgeous coastline at the Ray Miller Trailhead in Point Mugu State Park, we hiked 8 miles through the mountains to Danielson Ranch inside lovely Sycamore Canyon, and another 3 miles from there to the closest parking lot from which to shuttle ourselves back to the start. The hike did not disappoint. The scenery was expansive, varied, and breathtaking. The weather also varied, but perfectly so, throughout the day. The mountains were aromatic with the pleasing scent of sagebrush, and the peaceful silence was a salve from life in the big city. The takeaway here is that we can seize the agency we have in an effort to give ourselves positive experiences and lasting memories. We can create joy and meaning for ourselves where and when and however we can, even if we cannot control the shape of world events at large. A good and perhaps necessary reminder to take with us into 2023. You just listened to the post titled Making Yourself Proud, Happy, and Grateful by Eric Teplitz of ericteplitz.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to Eric. I thought this one was a perfect segue from what we were talking about yesterday, or at least what I mentioned in the commentary yesterday. We talked about control and how if something isn't in our control, then maybe in that case, it's fine to distract ourselves and do something else so we don't ruminate and end up in a cycle of negative thoughts. But Eric brought up such a great point at the beginning of the article that I think was a bit overlooked yesterday. Maybe we do have more power to control something than we originally think. This then could eliminate much of the overwhelm that we talked about yesterday. He mentioned to seriously take an hour or so to reflect on this, and I get it, that's a lot of time. But even if it's half that or a quarter of that, and the time is really spent reflecting on these types of moments, I think it can have a big impact. And great suggestions and example here for us to think about. It's a new year, and now's a great time to reflect and plan. So thank you again to Eric for this one, and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.